This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
Now, RNIB have been working with the Bank of England to make banknotes more accessible, in particular the brand new £10 note. Simon Pawley reports.
Now, the sight loss charity RNIB has been helping out with the Bank of England lately. Now, what have they been doing? Joining me now to tell us more is Victoria Cleland from Bank of England. Hello, Victoria.
Hello.
So we're talking about an accessible banknote, aren't we?
Absolutely. So the new £10 note featuring Jane Austen also has a new tactile feature on it.
So tell us a little bit before we do that. Explain to us, how important is accessibility to the Bank of England?
It's phenomenally important, both in terms of accessibility for our own staff, for people visiting the bank, but also for the public of the UK. The bank is the central bank of the United Kingdom, so I think it's important that people who are sort of understanding what the bank's doing, and particularly everyone using our banknotes, are able to do that.
And also, for blind and partially sighted people, I've heard that a few times where people think they've been told they've been given a certain note back, but it turns out they haven't, so I suppose it offers more security as well.
So we're keen to make sure that people are able to differentiate between the different denominations, the values of the notes. And the Bank of England notes, at the moment, they're tiered anyway, so the higher the denomination of the note, the larger it'll be, both in terms of height and width. We also have sort of very different colours across the notes and try and use bold numerals to show what the value is to that, to help some of the partially sighted people, and also the changes in size can be helpful. But what we've got now is a new innovation, a tactile feature where you can actually feel a series of raised dots that will give increased confidence about the value of the note.
So what actually brought about this partnership between RNIB and the Bank of England?
So we've been working closely with the RNIB for many years when we're introducing new banknote design, sort of showing them what the design looks like. They gave some really helpful advice a number of years ago in terms of if you can put the note on a larger white space, that will help partially sighted people. Working with them, we were determined that we were going to keep the sort of the tiering, the different sizes of notes by denomination. And then a couple of years ago, we'd been working with them ahead of the introduction to polymer, doing some tests in terms of would RNIB members like polymer, would it cause them any issues? We got some positive feedback there. We then thought, well, can we go a bit further and run some focus groups with the RNIB to understand whether or not people would make use of a tactile feature. If they did use a tactile feature, what type of feature would be best for them?
Am I right in saying that the new note has improved security features on it?
Absolutely spot on, yes. So one of the reasons we've moved to polymer notes is because they can be combined with enhanced security features and make them much more difficult to counterfeit. So with polymer, it's more difficult to apply security features. We leave some large clear spaces that we call windows, and we can put security features on those. So there are lots of cunning things that are embedded in the notes that machines read, and there's some sort of very obvious security features that most of the public can see, but to help the blind, partially sighted, we're introducing the special tactile feature as well.
What's happening then for the future then? Have you got any more plans to make money more accessible?
We've got lots of plans here at the Bank of England. So the new £10 note featuring Jane Austen will be issued on the 14th of September this year. And then we're working hard on the next £20 note, which will be on polymer, and that will also include a tactile feature, and that will be introduced in 2020. In addition to that, we produce a lot of education materials to help people understand the different security features in the notes, and we have a large print version of that as well. So we're trying to think of other ways to help.
And would you like to get feedback from people that are, you know, from the blind and partially sighted community that are using the notes?
It's always helpful to have feedback. The feedback we had from the RNIB before we decided to move to polymer was incredibly helpful. We had a major public consultation to get the public's views, where sort of 87% were in favour, and we'd also got sort of positive feedback from the RNIB. As I say, we used RNIB focus groups to help us sort of develop this tactile feature. So we can't do everything everybody wants, but we're certainly sort of keen to get feedback and see how we can help.
And it's, I think to most of us in the public, we are not aware of what a mammoth task this is. What's been some of the biggest challenges of achieving this in the accessible notes?
So in terms of the accessible notes, there are a number of things to think about. The first one is having a feature that actually works for people, so something that they can recognise. So talking to the RNIB, it soon became clear that actually trying to have something in Braille on the note was unlikely to work because it's only a small proportion of people who'd use Braille. So it's something that is easily recognisable. It's something that is relatively easy to produce. So banknotes are incredibly difficult to produce. They're sort of a mix of art and science. So we need to get that right. We need to think about the cost to the public purse. Also, it's defining a feature that will actually last. They go through a sort of a lot of pain in people's wallets and things, so there's no point having a feature that will only work for one or two uses. And we also need to think about the impact on the sort of all the ATMs and the cash accepting machines and how they will react to a particular note. So on the £10 note, we've introduced a series of raised bumps, but we needed to get the balance right. They need to be sort of large enough for people to feel, but not so large that they'll jam the machines. So it's been quite a technical endeavour.
Well, it's very much appreciated by people who use these things. I think any move towards more accessibility is a good thing, and a partnership between RNIB and yourselves has borne fruit. Victoria Cleland from Bank of England, thank you very much for making the time to chat to me.
That's a pleasure.
Thanks to Simon Polly there, speaking to Victoria Cleland from the Bank of England. And there's lots more on that available at rnib.org.uk. Find out about the partnership between RNIB and the Bank of England and how all of this came about. Incredible story and great result as well for everyone involved.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes and the Apple Podcast app. We'll